Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Mike Shade, and we're going to be talking about something that I think is just doing great things for our community here in the Castle Country area, and that's the Recovery Positive Work Environment movement. And we're sitting down with kind of the mastermind behind this movement, Mike Shade. So, Mike, thank you for taking the time to come talk with us about this. So let's kind of jump right into it. So it's an excellent program, kind of helps people going through that rehabilitation process to get back on their feet and find gainful employment. So can you just kind of describe kind of the initial idea behind this program? What kind of inspired it?
When I first joined Drug Court, I knew I had a project to do, and so I thought about it for a long time, and I focused on what my struggles were, and that would have been employment. So I thought about it for a while, and it just breaking down that stigma of, you know, rehabilitated people of addicts, you know, will really help. I just come up with this project in the sense of helping drug court participants in the way of not having to lie about what they're going through. And for the employers to be able to get a whole new wide variety of employees, because I do know that in this county that there's a big problem with getting people to come in, even fill out an application. And so if I could bridge that gap between people with addiction and employment, I want to do that.
And that's a noble cause, and I respect you so much for going out there and kind of, like you said, helping bridge that gap between employers and people who are trying to go through that rehabilitation process. So, you know, it's still a relatively new program, still kind of trying to get off the ground, but let's talk on the business side of things. What success have you seen in kind of your outreach to these businesses to participate in the program?
I've had pretty good success. I believe I got 33 businesses that's jumped on board with it. I'm not looking for any special privileges for these employees, just the fact that they got a lot of requirements in drug court, and if the employee understands that, it may help the employees gain a sense of something to do. It helped me in my recovery so much that when I finally got a job that with an employee that was willing to work around my drug court schedule, it helped me tremendously, because as soon as I would have hit that brick wall of, okay, I'm required 40 hours in drug court, but I'm required to do all these groups also. As soon as I would have hit that brick wall, it would have been all over with.
Yeah, and it like you said, there's a lot of requirements that go into participation in things like this. But I feel like sometimes as people, we kind of stigmatize people who are going through that recovery process. And this is a way to kind of help tear down those barriers and make it more recovery more accessible for people, which I think is something that around here is going to be massive. So it's just a great program that you have. Now, one thing that we kind of talked about when I first learned about this program at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, someone described it as, don't think of it as a handout. Kind of think of it as a hand up. And it shows on the stickers that are on these businesses. So can you just kind of talk about what inspired that?
Well, my sticker speaks for itself. It's got a couple stick figures, and one helping another one up a step. If we can help our community in any way, I think that's what we should do. So if you think of it as a hand up and not a hand out, if we're going to help the crisis of addiction in Carbon County, Emery County, if we can pull somebody up just one step, it may make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and that'll mean a lot to not just them, but those people's families as well. because addiction is something that really affects not just the person who has the addiction, but their family members, their friends, because it's hard to see someone go through that. So like you said, raising them up that step just a little bit more helps so many people.
Yes.
And then in closing, we kind of wanted to get into it beforehand with not only does that help them get a step up, but when you think about kind of the economic and business impact of this program, it's something that really can't be understated because you're helping bring money into the local economy with it. And it's just incredible what this program can do. Now, Mike, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
So any employers out there that's wanting to learn more about this program, can reach me at MikeShade90W@gmail.
And I recommend all businesses try and get involved with this program because of the step up it's providing for everyone. When we lift each other, it lifts the entire community up. Well, Mike, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. We really appreciate it. Again, we were talking the Recovery Positive Work Environment Program here in the Castle Country area, something that if you're interested in as a business owner, I'd recommend you sign up for today. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.